Today's daf is daf Chof Beis. We continue examples of Ptochim, some of which are rather reasonable, some of which sound a bit shocking. So our opening shot wasn't so bad, that a mother should certainly recognize that if her netter is going to imply something is wrong with her child, that people are going to jump to conclusions that she would never have been noted. But we continue on today, Bar Bar Tibi, Rabbi Yannai Saba, Atul Kam de Rabbi Yannai Saba. Rabbi Yannai's grandson from his daughter came to Rabbi Yannai Saba to be mater a neder, and he said to him, a very general kind of heter, Omar Lei, Ilu havi yadata de patchin pinkas chaum mashbishin beuvdach minadarta, had you known that a neder causes in the Shamayim an opening of your files to check through your actions. Because a guy who's being neder obviously thinks that he's on a madrega, that he could take on new Isurim. He's a big shot. So let's look at this. This guy really worthwhile being a big shot. And we look over your maisim, and at that point, everything is exposed. It's never a good idea to trigger dinim. Would you have made a neder? Some say it's because there's a chait in being neder, and therefore we would open the pinkas. I find that extremely far-fetched, because every chait is written in the pinkas, as the Mishnah says, in Avot, right? Pinkas patuach. As a matter of fact, the Bar Shoy even asks over here, what do you mean they would open your pinkas? Obviously the pinkas is open because hayat kotevet. Again, I don't think that that's a question either. There's two completely different inyanim over here. There's the patchin in terms opening a pinkas for checking purposes of din, which is a different issue. That's the Sfarim on Rosh Hashanah. We said, those Sfarim are always open. Well, there's no comparison. I don't understand what he's asking. I mean, that's the Shlosh Sfarim L'Yoyim HaDin. I mean, yeah, that means that the person's personal safer is exposed to din. And that's B'mash, B'shin B'uvdach. So that it's difficult to believe it's because of chait, it's rather because of the way he's boxing himself, which is the Quran explains it. Omar Leilo, so his grandson said, no, I never would have been neder under those circumstances. Risharia, based on that, was mater the neder, which is a very general kind of heter. Omar of Abba Mikra, where do we see from a pasuk that indeed neder triggers a checking through an Adam's mouth? Because it says, V'yachar nedarim levaker. After come nedarim, come bikur of your maasim. So that apparently there is such a thing of a bikur. Not coincidentally, of course, after nedarim for giving to the Beit HaMikdash a korban, it's levaker. Now you need to make sure that it's tar. But it's also true in terms of the nidrei yisur. V'apa gav to petach Rabbi Yannai Lev. Even though the maaser Rabbi Yannai Saba used this as a petach for his grandson, we do not use this as a general petach. Most Rishonim learn the reason is because anything that would cause a person to deny the truth. In other words, if we ask, would you still have been neider? Who's going to say yes? If you say yes, it's like you're inviting the din, right? You're like you're opening openly. In the other cases, coming, you're openly being mezalzel in dinei shamayim. The guy's embarrassed to say that, so say no, I wouldn't have made a neder. Or he'll jump to conclusions about himself and won't face the fact that he would have made a neder anyway. Of course, then it wouldn't be a good petah. So therefore, we don't use things that people might lie about. There's another thing we don't use. We don't use this one either. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachanan B'Yochanan. My patachle Rabban Gamliel HaHusaba. What exactly was the petach that Rabbi Yochanan, that the Rabbi Gamliel had used? He told him, Yesh bote kimat kerot cheret ulashon chachamim marpeh. Which means that haboteh, yesh boteh, sometimes it's mevateh neder, it's boteh, so it's kimit karot cherev, it's roi to be stuck by a sword. But lashon chachamim marpeh, so kol haboteh roi ledok rabacharela, lashon chachamim marpeh, we can go ahead, and we can get a, Baruch Hashem, we can get a heter from the marpeh for lashon chachamim. So if we tell him, if you would have realized that that's the way the Torah is mityaches to people who make the dorm, roi ledok rabacharev, would have you made the neder? What are you going to say? Yeah, I would have. So he's going to be embarrassed, and therefore we lead the person on with these kinds of petachim. There's another one we don't use either. Lo patchina b'had ha'achronayit, the Tanya Rabbi Natan omer, hanoder kilu bana bama, v'kaimo kilu makriv alav korban. If you make a neder, it's like building a bama. If you're mekayim a neder, it's like bringing a korban on that bama. Now, what's that? terrible. Of course, but I mean, the Ron points out the obvious connection that first of all, I mean, we want to use the guy saying korban, so we want to use a dimion to korban. He's right; he's going to be Canaan or korban, as usual, making that. So the guy thinks he's doing a great thing, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bring korbanos," and he says, "You know what? I'll go even beyond the Torah's chiyuvim. I'll bring korbanos in my own backyard that I wasn't chayav when he builds a bama." This is what the guy is doing. Now you actually go ahead and take it seriously and live that. I said, you think now, and if I bring the carbon, it's definitely a good thing. That's the point, that adding things like that is generally not a good thing. And so it's as if you built a bubble. We'll see there's others who learn that it's actually merumas in Exereshava that we're going to be speaking about. So we don't want to use that. Now actually, Abaya Omar, It depends, you see. Bereisha Patchina, the first part, where we tell a guy, if you would have known that it's Kilu Bana Bama, would you have made the netter? Mm-hmm. There is nothing so terrible about building a Bama. Don't build a Bama. The only thing is, if you build a Bama, then it can come. That was the Maisa with the B'nai Gad of B'nai Ruvain, with the almost civil war at the time in Knesset Haaretz. They built a bama. They had no intention of being makriv on it. It was symbolic beyond in order to avoid a breakdown between the Eber HaYarden and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Even so, it was a disaster. So, but it's not per se an Isser. So therefore, if a guy feels, in all honesty, he would have made the center, he won't deny it. He'll say, look, yeah, I would have made a netter. I don't think that's so bad. I know how to be careful not to be over on my netter. But Besefa, already, Abaye says, even Besefa, you could be poteach. Rav Amar lo patchina. And Rav says, no, because the person may lie. He said, what do you mean? It's like I'm bringing a korban. I mean, already, that I wouldn't do, even though he would have. Whereas Rav Kahana Matin Lashmite about the English, Rav Kahana learns this in the opposite way. That the way we just learned, Rav Tzvi Yumi learns it in the other direction, about the Hachi. That Besefa, that's a given, Lo Patchinam, because for sure people are going to be embarrassed to say, yes, I would have brought done something that's equivalent of bringing a carpet on a bama, being Chayef for Shvut Echutz, then who's going to say that? But Bereisha, so the Reisha bias is Patchina, Rav Amar Lo Patchina. The truth is, however, Hilchot Lo Patchina, Lo Bereisha, Lo Besefa. There's another thing that we don't use, Lo Patchina, Bahanami, Shmuel. We don't use Shmuel's general approach for Patachim. The Omar Shmuel, Afa Pisha Mekaimo, Nikra Rasha. That a person makes a netter, even though if he's Mekaim, then he's called a Rasha. If you would have known that, would you have made a netter? Then what guy's going to say, yeah? But he wants to call himself a Russia. Omer Abavu Mikra, where do we see that he's called a Russia? Because it says, V'chi sechdal lindor lo yebachachet. So V'chi techdal is Yolev Chadala. Chadala, it says, Ki techdal lindor. And it says, Shem Rasha'im, the Lashon of, even though it's not exact, Ki techdal means not to make a netter. But it means the sugi of Nidorim, in other words. So here it says, Shem Rasha'im chodlu roges. So we see that we apply those people who make Nedarim, the sugya of Nedarim to Rishoyim. On Rav Yosef, of course, it's a Mishnah. What's the matter with you? Avad Anami Tanina. Kididrei Kishayrim lo Amarkom. Kididrei Rishoyim. No Darab Nazir B'Kobranam B'Shvua. Wasn't that the whole meaning? That if somebody says, I want a Nedar, Kididrei Kishayrim, it is no such thing. Because people who are kosher don't make Nedarim. So you see that there's a getter of Rishas that's involved in making Nedarim. That general heter is too much for a person to be able to be honest about. Memela, we don't use it. By the way, there's one other approach to this among the Rishonim, although it's very, very not the norm. Almost everyone learns that it's because of the fear that he'll lie. There's one approach that, because this is a general heter, anybody who hears it may apply it to himself and end up thinking his netter is no net. Because, this, I mean, it's so universal that people think it's applicable. Well, why bother asking the Chacham? I don't know what he's going to say. He's going to say, would you have made a net if you're Russian? You're right, I wouldn't. Okay, so fine. So it's not a net. So they'll view it like Nidrei Shigagot, which of course it is. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Rav Yonatan. Kol hako eis kol b'nei ginam sholtim bo. A person who falls into a state of kas. And we were talking about over here emotional states that cause Nedarim. We asked yesterday, what's that considered? Is this your real self? The guy says, no, this is not me. I wasn't myself. So the truth is, as they're saying, if they wouldn't have been margiz me with that parking spot, I never would have made that letter. But somebody who comes to a matzav of kas, he's bringing on himself all types of hell. Get kas out of your system, out of your heart, and you will be removing lots of bad things from your flesh. And when we talk about ra'ah, we're talking about real hell. Ein ra'ah elegeinam. Shenemar v'kol po'al Hashem l'ma'aniu v'gam rasha l'yom ra'ah. Rasha l'yom ra'ah means that a rasha, there's an inyan of kvod shamayim in a rasha is falling into hell. V'lo ode l'sha tachtoniot shel tovav. That's not bad enough. You get hemorrhoids. That, it makes hell look easy. I love this Gemara. Shenemar v'natan Hashem l'cha sham lev ragaz. This is ragaz. This is roges. What does it come to? That brings you to kiryoni naim v'davo nafesh. What type of thing really just completely is b'chaletai naim mad'ivet nafesh, reduces a person to constant worrying and pain. I mean, it's like there's nothing so reducing to a human being is to have to worry about hemorrhoids. Ula. Miskid Ardi Israel. Now, Ula was once traveling there to Israel. And he'd love to train B'nai Chozoi Bade. Two guys from the town of Chozoi were with him. And, Chozoi. And Kamchad, one gets mad in the middle, and he kills the other guy. Kamchad, Shachte Lachabre, and he slices his throat, and Ula's looking, so the guy asks Ula, so what do you think? Did I do the right thing? That's all you need to say. No, it's terrible. So Ula says, I'm like, oh, absolutely. Oh, this guy deserved it. Ian, it was perfect. Uparale beit hashchita. I mean, why don't you go all the way? Why don't you slice his neck till, you know, I mean, he didn't do quite enough. Why don't you slice through the rest? Just go to the cabin of Rabbi Yochanan. When he came to Rabbi Yochanan, he was feeling like very doubtful about this. I mean, Dilma Chas for Sholem, Achzika Yadu, Dei Ovrei Avera. I mean, like, this guy thinks I really approved. I said, Rabbi Yochanan, Dim Nafshecha Yitzalta. What are you kidding? You just saved your life. I mean, obviously, you were an ayat. All you needed to do was say to the guy, no, you did the wrong thing. No. The question of yours, how did he say to him and slice the rest? Pralo Beit Ashrit. Right, I mean the Rush says because out of pachad, he told him to do this, and also to be mimaher mitato.
To be
mimaher mitato. He should die quicker. Oh, if he wasn't dead yet, so then how could you? You're supposed to try. I mean to live, allow the guy to live every moment. We think pralo bet ashita. What is that supposed to mean? So he said, so the Tzitz Eliezer brings this actually, the question, he says that what, when the Rush says that because of Pachar, he told him, yes, you did the right thing, and to be Memaher Mitato, that the way to read that is because of Pachar, he told him to be Memaher Mitato, which he normally wouldn't have said, but he was afraid if he didn't say something like that, he would get killed. The problem is with that, is that you're not allowed to save your life at the cost of someone else's life. That's the classic Yamayakazita the Damid Samakfei. Oh, so some want to learn from here that Chaye Shah of a Gosais or someone who's dying anyway, you can't say Mayakazis. It's an interesting svar. It occurs in many, many svarim. That Mayakazis means that quality of life is meaningless. But quantity of life could be meaningful. In other words, if somebody is living in a way that he can't, it's not sustainable. So unsustainable life is missing something about life. The nature of life is that it fights to sustain itself. So you can't say, what makes you think that your blood is redder? Then there is something to it, right? I mean, and I have an objective basis for evaluation that my blood is redder. Because if I save my life, I could continue to live. If I save his life, then it's not sustainable anyway. Some indeed suggest that's true la halacha. It's a big question. But in any event, the Miri says over here that the guy was already dead. And he was just saying, yeah, no, like, you know, just a supportive comment that, you know, she cut his whole head off. You know,
yeah. Mountain? Sure that these guys are Jews?
Yes. I'm sure him speak out fair, should he Jews.
And was he because of what? Because of the discussion with Rabbi Yochanan?
No, we'll see afterward. Yeah, yeah, discussion following with him. So, Katama Rabbi Yochanan, meanwhile, Rabbi Yochanan was really shocked by the story because it's Michti. God will give you a heart that is unsettled there. There meaning Bavel, referring to the Golos. That's Bavoktiv. How could this happen? You were already in Eretz Yisrael. You say you were anyway in Eretz Yisrael. Certainly nobody get that angry in Eretz Yisrael over a parking spot.
No.
They, nah. So, Omar Lay, Ula Seter of Yochanan, we hadn't crossed the Yarden yet. Since we hadn't crossed the Yarden yet, we weren't yet in actually the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, which is very difficult. The Ran says law of Arnu Yardana means that the Eivor HaYarden lo nitkadesh lahavaat haomer lemiktzat kedushot. Nobody knows what he's talking about. Where does it say such a thing? The Karen Ora says, which Miktzat Kedushot? I don't know. What does he mean? Nobody knows. What is he talking about? So some indeed try to do it in terms of Olei Bavel. But the Chazon Ish says, interesting, right? Chazon Ish says that he doesn't mean that it wasn't Mitkadesh. He means that the Knisa to Eivor HaYarden originally was not enough to be Mechayim in his mitzvah. So the Kitavo required that they should come into Eretz Yisrael Gufa. That doesn't mean that after they came in, obviously Eivor HaYarden was then Mitkadesh. But the point is that you see it's not considered to be an actual Knisa La'aretz. So it's adjunct. And that's the pshat. So maybe in terms of the Knisa that we're talking about. So we didn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet, but that doesn't mean that the Kedusha isn't there once there's a Knisa La'aretz.
He says, what's the McCoy that the way the Pasuk Rav Av goes, the first book, Dr. Bubble?
Read your holy book and you will see.
Shum,
the word shum, does not refer to Eretz Yisrael. Shum is the word. Omar Rabba Baravuna. Kol HaKo'es Afilu Shechina Eina Chashuvakim. The truth is, when a person is in a state of chaos, he said, don't open with these, the Kvod Shamayim, basically. You want to open with Kvod Shamayim. Petach, Kvod Shamayim, you can't use. You can't use a Petach in terms of dinim. Because when a person is angry, he doesn't even care about God. Shenema Rosha Kegova Apo, when his anger is really ignited, when he's really on high, Bal Yidrosh. There's nothing that interests him. Ein Elohim Komisim. But as far as he's concerned, God no longer exists. It's all about me. So when a person's in that state, if he makes a netter in that state, so what are you going to use now? You're going to go ahead and you're going to ask him, so would you make the netter? Yes, he would have made the netter. At that point, he would have made the netter, and he's not going to tell you. That's how this sugya is interrelated. Obviously, it wasn't said in the context of netter. Rabbi Yirmiyami Difti Omer, you know what happens to a guy who gets angry? He's Meshakeh Talmudo. Forgets his learning, and not only that, but he actively increases his idiocy. Mosif tipshut, shenema kaas bechek ksilim yanuach. Ochsevu ksil yifrosi vela. Zandipshad, if you're koe, so then memele you have to be a ksil. But a ksil, he spreads stupidity. It's not just that he's an idiot. But everything that he does, I mean, it's like Omer. Wherever you go, you're just spreading this perversity. This itself, the kas, is an indication of your state in terms of din, if your din would have been examined. Shinemar uba'al chema is rav pesha. So he already is clear that he is rov. Omer v'adav rabbi chanina. Yomalei chatu Yisrael lo nitame melachamishei chumshei torah v'sefer Yoshua bilvad. If it hadn't been for Klal Yisrael's Chatoyim, then we needed only the Chamisha Chumshei Torah to be kollel all of the things that we need to know about life. Would have been directly accessible from the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we wouldn't have needed any of the rest.
And
And the only thing is that we would need Sefer Yehoshua for logistical purposes. Why? Because She'erchah Shel Eretz Yisrael. We need to know all of the boundaries and the chalukah and the dinim of the how to split up the shilashtas arts in terms of the Ari Nikla. That we need. But and that's part of Chamisha Kum Shetara in that sense. Because the entire point of Chamisha Kum Shetara is to give us the right to Eretz Yisrael and to be able to live there. So we need Sefer Yehoshua, but the rest we don't need. Everything else would have been accessible directly. Obviously, you can't be meisif on the Divrei Torah, really. So all the things that are being told to you in the Nevi'im are just chizak et tochacha for your chatoim. Some learn, by the way, that's what Yumalei Chatu means. If they hadn't been chote through the Dayas, then the Nevi'im would never have responded. Others learn, because it's essentially tochacha for the current situation, right? But others learn the Amalei Chatu means initially, with the Chet HaEgel. Which makes much more sense, because what about Ksuvim? It's all very nice to say the Nevi'im are only there in order to be... I mean, so what? So we don't need Sefer Tehillim? We don't need Sefer Mishlei? Right? So in other words, what we're talking about is, yes, indeed, we don't. Because we only need those things because of the fact that we ourselves can't be poets. And we ourselves don't have necessarily that level of talent inside. But if we hadn't been Chayte, then the Kabbalah Satayr would have been Shalem, and all of us would have had direct access to those things out of Divrei Torah. What I need David HaMelech to write my tefillahs for me. So Enochinami, according to that, it makes sense it wouldn't need anything. It wasn't just a reference to the Divrei HaNeviim. Speak up, sir.
In the state of Yeshua, we count in many places the cities.
Because what Gary is doing right now is turning up the volume all the way, and there's hiss in the background, it's terrible. So speak loudly.
Okay. My grandmother's name is Eitan Mayan.
Thank you. Mazel Tov. Continue.
Yeah. No, so the pasuk talks about the cities of Eretz Yisrael. And I know that the Ran says, and he says, it says, Ayarot Sheber Tzosoba Nachalot. Why is that important? So important. The cities have to be noted separately, not just the boundaries of the
Is it because of the that's why I mentioned to be Mishilash Das Gevul Artzecha. You need to be able to tell which are going to be the Ari Mikvah. Because it has to be Mishulash. That's what Rishonim speak it out. It's necessary to have absolute diuk in that. Right? I don't know about Nachlos. Yeah. What?
How would we have known Malchut?
What do you mean how would we have known? What is there not to know from Chamisha Kum Shetara? Is there something that you can add to Chamisha Kum Shetara? That's not there. Komash Tamit Vasek Asit L'Chadish. My Meshur Rabbeinu knew. You know the Yesodos. I mean, that doesn't mean you understand everything. Obviously, Moshe didn't understand Rabbi Akiva Shir, but it means that it's all there. It can be worked out. What do I need the rest for? Okay. Continue. My Taima, where do we see this? Kiburov Chochma. By the way, that's also Yerushalmi Lashon. It's my Taima saying, what's the marker? Minola. My Taima, Kiburov Chochma, Rov Kaas. Where does all this Chochma come from? From all the chaos of Chatoim that Israel did, others learn this wild shot that she took about this way. Rov Chochma, Rov Chaos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you all of this stuff to learn just to make you crazy.
It's working.
If you keep things simple, and you know, you deserve it. Richie can definitely relate to that.
Give me the simple life.
Omer Basim, Ein niskakin la Elokei Yisrael chutz mikonim ishti nenedli sheganvat kisi shiktat pedi v'noda shelo ganva shelo hikato. Now here's Big Machlokas Rishon. What exactly does this mean? Some learned that it means kipshuta. If somebody used for a konim, he said konim la Elokei Yisrael, that I asked or something, right? I asked you for getting an offering. Now, obviously, a neder has no shaykes to say, Elokei Yisrael. That loshon is a shvuah, I swear to God. You swear to God, what's the point of taking a neder to Elokei Yisrael? Some connected to the korban. We say, korban la'ashem. Some say it's even referring to case raising, korban Elokei Yisrael. Okay, so we're talking about a neder. Once the person has such chutzpah to use the Shem Hashem in the neder, we're not going to be mizdakik to him to be matar his neder. Others learn. Elokei Yisrael is simply a way of referring to Shavuot. So that a person who is mazker, that everybody means to say, therefore, it says, even though it says better, we've already seen that that's a term that can be used for Shavuot. So what it means is that you can't be nizdakek to a Shavuot. In other words, we don't give she'ela, we don't give a heter on the she'ela of a Shavuot. Now the truth is that that's a bachlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel later. The Ron says, so how can we support that? What is he going on Libra Beit Shammai? He says, we can't do that. Okay, so the Ron says, maybe he didn't hold that that was the or maybe he held to the machlokas was lechatchila. This is a question of b'diavad, whatever. Others, on the Ron himself, suggest that a shvua that is made, that of course he wouldn't be referring to Neder, I'm making Neder b'lokei Yisrael, but we oftentimes will use the word in the middle of a sugya, just suddenly switch to what would it then be the equivalent if it's a shvua. If it's a shvua, which you use the Shem Hashem, so then already we won't be nizdakeh. But in any event, this is sort of like a response on this level. We mean it would be a knas. The guy wants to be mischatzef. To that extent, he doesn't deserve that we should be mater him. And so, unless there's like a real need, where would the real need be? Where a guy asked his wife to have hanah from him because she stole my wallet or she beat my son. Now, it turns out she didn't steal the wallet. She didn't beat his son. So over there, we will be matir. So again, I mean, the question is, if she didn't, so then why isn't it Nidre Shigagas?
Automatically, no.
Yeah, in other words, if he thought that she did something she hadn't done, I mean, he says, oh, what a terrible mistake I made, right? I mean, first of all, we're going to have to say why. So it could be, says the Ron, that was talking about Bimami Dvarav. Because we said in cases of Nidre Shigagas, we referred to Nidre Zeruzin, that if the guy says, no, I really mean it. That he read from the Yerushalmi, I says, I really mean it, so then we can't say that it's Tom, a netter, and it just disappears. So why do we need two issues? That first of all, I mean, obviously, if it says Ishto, there's a getter of worrying about his continued marriage, right? Not to mention the fact that the whole thing was based on an error. So Enochinami, there are Yerushalmi who say that that's the point. That it's now the confluence of those two issues. That it's a very important issue, that it's Shalom Bayis. And it turns out that the trigger for the Shvua in the first place was a mistake. For that already, we'll be reminded. However, the Rashba says, the truth is that, some by the way, just take out the gears. Vinimsi Shalogan Fajr, they take out the whole piece. Because that's not the point. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But as you can see, that there's a lot of different sheets. As you can see, that we would need to spend time to go through all of the possibilities over here. But again, either it's nether or shvua, either it means a combination of things, or it means a. Aaron? Exactly. Thank God for again. Or it's talking about a co-name that he meant as a korban for Elokei Yisrael, and or it means a general concept of whether I'll be matir shvuais. All right, all of those are possibilities. The simplest shot of all, it's talking about a continuation of our sugya. It's k-name, and it's because of chutzpah, not because there's something innate about the shvuais that don't get a heter. There was a maisa, in fact, aida atoy lekamid ravasim. So the guy said, I need a heter. So he said, what did you, again, nadarta is a general term that could be used for shvuas. So he said, my nadarta. So he said, I was not about Elokei Yisrael. Well, I'll tell you, in nadarti, b'moi, you would have learned, you would have said, by mo. You know, we said, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's just like a kinoi b'alma mizdakik nalacha. But now that Jelona Darta Bamoy, Elokei Yisrael, lo mizdakik, now I'm not going to be mizdakik to such a shvua, or matter, again, depending on the sugya before. Some have a different way of reading this, that it's slightly different girsa. Inadarte Bamoy, lo mizdakik, even had you been noder, only Bamoy, I wouldn't have. But now you're going to use Elokei Yisrael, and you think I'm going to? You're out of your mind? Rav Kahana once came to Rav Yosef's house. Rav Yosef was trying to get him to eat. Obviously, he didn't trust Rav Yosef's hatcher. So he had to make a shvua not to eat now. Lito marmiram alay lo. And then he says, Mori kula lo taimna, by God, I'm not going to eat here. Omale. Lo, molikulo lo taima. I sort of parroted the words back there. No, by God, you're not going to eat here. So what do you mean? I make some net or not? You can't eat here either? So I think Rav Kahana, I understand why Rav Kahana made that statement. He didn't want to eat. Lo mari kula. But what's Rav Yosef saying? Am I armor lo mari kula? No, no. Rav Yosef was saying, Haku the Kamarle. Lo mari kula kahana? Did I hear right? You said, by God, then you're not going to eat. Because there's no way to be mad to that. Hilka, lo taimatle. That's the point. So he's indeed telling him that, well, You just really made it.
You blew it.
Yeah, you blew it. Oh, it was good.
Ever again.
Omar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Hilchita la'alocha potchim b'charata. You can be poter just with the charata, even though that's subjective. V'nizkakin alokei Yisrael. And you can even use a heter, a medorim by a chocham, for a shvuah or neder that was made by saying the words Elokei Yisrael. Mishtabeach le'Rav Rav Nachman, always a dangerous thing. Rav was telling Rav Nachman about this great guy, Rav Sechora. He's a real Adam Gadol. So Rav Nachman always liked to test out these guys. He says, when you get hold of him, bring him to me. L'maisa, what happened is that Rav Sechora had a neder that needed heter, and he came to Rav Nachman, not to the Kavin Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman tries to find a petach, not because necessarily Nachman held that ein potrim b'charata, but because he understood that he didn't want to be semech on a charata. He was looking for a petach. So he said, let me ask you something. How about a daitar achi? Everything he says. Yeah, I would have made the netter anyway. I was aware of all of that. Made the netter anyway. So Rav Nachman said, you know, why don't you go back to your cage? Even Rav Nachman, what are you coming here for? Driving me crazy. I got time to... You already have all the bases covered. You don't want to have to for your netter. Bye-bye. So then Rav Zechora said, nothing, Rav Zechora. Upatach pitchal anashi. He said, have the best petah. If I would have known that Rav Nachman would have told me, go back to your cage. I never would have...
That is to say, if he couldn't,
the Rishonim speak out of it. Isn't that no lot? I mean, how could he possibly know Rav Nachman was going to tell him to get back into his cage? It's not no lot, because the derech is that a Talmud Chacham that you're driving crazy is going to tell you something like that. What do you think he's going to do? So if he's going to Rav Nachman, it's basically like his Rebbe. That's what he's going to tell him. So he was to use this, Navak Rav Shcheru, Padak Pitchel, and Navshe. What's the petach? It says in the Mishnah, Rebbe Omer, Zoi Derech Yisharash Yivor Lo Adam. What is the path that a person is supposed to choose for himself? Koshi Tiferet Lo Seav, Tiferet Lo Bin Adam. It's not only something which is Minei Ubei to the person that does it, that it makes sense to him. It has to also be something that is makubal in the world, or that people think it's, this is proper, this is appropriate. Hash the Yikbid, Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman is angry about this. I never would have been mad to such a netter. The Shoran Avshi was mad to the netter for himself. And most of the Rishonim say there's no such thing as being mad to a netter for yourself. Be mad to a netter for yourself. It means he found the petah for himself. And then he has somebody use this petah to be mad to his netter, which is fine. However, there is an interesting sheet that it holds that the only time that we say, Lo Yachel Devaro, who Eino Moche Alav, Alachayrim Boch, would know. It's not a question of the yield. It's a question of actual possible. The whole point of a netter is he can't be mounted for himself. Is that that's only where you're dealing with something subjective, which is charata. So since charata is minei uvei subjective by definition, so you therefore who ain't on my chel, because that would be just a chel. You're using your mind to make for your things. But if you can find a petach, then you can actually mount it for yourself. We don't pass it like that. And that's, almost everybody says not like that. But it's an interesting chiluk to consider. English, please.
He
doesn't say go home and say yes. He found a new petach. Rav Nachman didn't ask him, if you had known that I would be angry, would you make the netter? No, no, come on, man. What are you asking? This is a different thing. That he, you're saying, why didn't Rav Nachman say, if you had known, I would have been mad at you? Huh? Yeah, okay, that's up to you to figure out. Right now, I'm mad. I'm going to have to use now, and I'm going to service you with my madness. You made me angry enough. I'm tired of you. Goodbye. What's the b'chiv to run after? Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Avilei Nidra L'Misha. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe had a mice like this where he had an editor that he needed to be matir. So he comes now to Beis HaMedrash. Come and see everything they say. And meanwhile, the sun is getting up there, and it's hot, and everybody's sitting there. You know, it's bad enough on Erev Yom Kippur with that after the door takes forever. And this guy's taking forever. I mean, people are getting really tired of this. The sun comes up, they got to move to this place, they got to move to another place. So, Omelet Bitnis, Bereda Abashob Ben Bitnis. Let me ask you something. Would you make the netter if you know you're driving all of us crazy? And he said, no. Okay, so they were matter on that basis. For sure you are. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yossi, I believe you drew them. You should have to the Kamid Rabbana. Amrulo, Nadata Daita Haki. Amruim. Nadata Daita Haki. Amruim. Kamazin. Now, there was a Katsra over there. Katsra is the equivalent of the dry cleaner and washerman. The laundryman is called a Katsra. It's interesting that you mean, why is he called a Katsra? Because he always shrinks your clothes. So there was this katsura. There's a lot of mice with the koves and the katsura, right? Interesting.
It's a ride that didn't have contact with the Chinese at that time.
Ooh.
Chinese laundry?
They're the best at the time.
Chinese laundry?
Oh, they don't shrink, you mean?
Dry cleaners.
Okay, so there was this katsura, and who wanted to take matters into his own hand. So he sees that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi is driving everybody crazy over here. He sees Mitzray Rabbanan. See, he takes the pole that he uses for swishing and he smashes him over the head with it. And so Maki moved for the Katsura. So then they said to him, Adaita the Makil Katsura. So he says, Adaita the Makil Katsura, Lo Nadar. I would never have made an editor if I knew I was going to get beaten up by the dry cleaner. Mishayel enough. He used that as a heter. What do you mean? Isn't that Nola? I mean, how's he supposed to know there's going to be a dry cleaner that's going to smash him over the head? What kind of heter is that? So why isn't that Nola? I love Nola, too. No. Is this ain't possible with Nola? I'm like, no, it's not. It's not Nola, too. The Shkirti, of course, the Mitzvah Rabbanan. There's lots of people around that would love an opportunity to smash Rabbi over the head. So this guy uses it. Why would he think that they wouldn't? All you need is an excuse.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we should leave it at this, although it's a lot of nice, cute stories. By Barti Rabbi Saba, Atal Kabir Rabbi Yanai Saba, and Leilav and Yadav, the Patchim, the Pinkascho, Mishmash, Mishim, Buhudecha, Minadarta, Amalilo, Mishaya. Omer Baba Mikro, the Acher, Nidarim, Vaker, the Alphagav, the Patch Rabbi Yanai, the Anan, Lo Patchin, and Lebaha. Now, the Reisha part, that's okay, because that people will lie about it, but Chinan. But safer, that's a machlok. It's a bayom or patkin, rav or melo patkin. Rav Kana matin, the way we just said it. That's right, the bahad dein lishna. But rav tevyumi is matni acha. But safer, lo patkin, for sure. But reisha is a machlok, it's a bayis, it's not so bad, patkin. Rav or melo patkin. But yochat or lo patkin, lo reisha, lo besafer. But lo patkin, nami ba'a, the shmuel, the yomar shmuel, afa pisha mekaim, nikra rasha. Omer Rabbi Yosef Avanan Amitanina Kid Drake Sherim Lo Amaklum
כדברי רשעים, נודר בנוזר וקורבן ובשבועה. אומר שובנך בני אומר רבי יונתן, כל הכועס, כל מיני גיהנום שולטים בו, שנמה ועשר כעס בלבך ועבר העמי בשריך, ואין רעה אלא גיהנום, שנמה כל פעל השם למענהו, וגם רשע ליום רעה, ולא עוד אלא שתחתוניות שולטות בו, שנמה, ונתן השם לך שם לב רגז וחיון עיניים ודבר נפש, איזה דבר שמחלט עדיין מעדיף את הנפש, ויום עיני לתחתוניות. אולה, ומסכיל, הרד ישראל, התלבו לתרין בני חוזוי, Come, God, check the carpet. Oh, my Lula. No, what do you say, man? Yell it out there. Oh, for sure. In. Farley bit a shkita. Just the coming of Yochan. Oh, my Lord. Dilma chas for sholem aziki de ove avera. Oh, my Lord. Napshachay tzalta. Katomer of Yochan michte. Ktiva atan Hashem lechasham lev ragaz. That's bebocha. Right? Oh, my Lord. Yeah, but Aushata, we were still Avina Yardana. Omar Rabba Baravuna Kalakwesa Filushkinaina Hashufa Kenendo. Shinoma Rosha Kigova Po Bayid Rosh. En Elohim Komzimota. Rabbi Yom Yom Yifti Omar Meshaker Tomodomo Sifti Pshut. Shamaki Kaspa Hek Silimianua. Uktifu Sil Yifrosi Velet. Renako Bayitskomer Bayadua Shavanotab Merubin Mizuyotab. Shinoma Uva Alchema Rav Pesha. אומר ועדה ברבי חנינה, אם מלך חטו ישראל לא ניתן ומלך המשך חומשי תורה, וספר יהושע בלבד, שערכה של ארץ ישראל, ומה הייתה? כי ברוב חוכמה רוב כעס. אומר ועשי, אין נזקקים אלוהי ישראל, חוץ בכל מי שתיננת לי, שגנבה את כיסי ושיקטה את בני, ונודע שלא גנבה ושלא ריקטה. העיד אתה אלקיים לרבעשי, אמר לו, במה נדרת? בלוגי ישראל. אמרו, לא, נדעתי במוי, שוקינו בים ומזדקיק נלך. אשתה, לא נדעתי במוי, לוגי ישראל, לא מזדקיק נלך. רב כאן איקל ואי רב יוסף, אמר לו, ויתו מרמידי, אמר לו, לא, מורי כולה לא טעים נלך. אמר לו, לא, מורי כולה לא טעים את לי. אין איקל ורב כאן, אמר לו, מורי כולה, לרב יוסף, what's this, לא מורי כולה. נו, אוכלי דקה, אמר לו, לא מורי כולה דקה, you're right, לא טעים את לי. אמר רב אמר נחו ללכת הפותחים בחרתה ונזקקים ללוקי ישראל. משתבח לרב ולרנחו ולרב סחור עד אדם גדול. אמר לו כשיבוא לידך אבי אהו לידי. אבי לי נדרו למישרה. עוד אלא קיימן לרנחו. אמר לי נדרת את הייתה אוכל מהין. אז הייתה אוכל. אין כמה זינים. איקפד רנחו נזיר לכלך. נופק רב סחור. ופותח ביתך לנפשי. רבי אומר איזה הוא דרך נשארה שיבור לו אדם כושי תפארת לו עושה ותפארת לו מן האדם אשדיק ברב נחמן עדייתי נוחי לא נעדרי ושאר לנפשי רבי שמעון ברבי אבי לי נדרה למישרה אותו לקמי עד רבונה אמר לי נדרת עדייתי נוחי מעין עדייתי נוחי אין כמה זינים אבל גם מסתיר רבונה משם שולטו לו מתלו לשם שם אומר לי ביטני תברי דאב השאול בן ביטני מי נדרת עדייתי מסתיר רבונה מתלו לשם שם 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 רבי שמעון רבי יוסי אבל נדרו לו מישהו על הקיים לרבונן אומר לו נדעת עדיין תרבנין נדעת עדיין תרבנין כמה זה הנה כיבד אחרי זה הוא קצר אז כמצאי רבונן מה חיבוך לו לקצר אומר אתה יומן תגן די תרבח לקצר לא נדעתי ושאי לו נפש אומר לו רבח ודיפתי רבינה איזה נולה לא מסק עדיין תרבח לקצר אז he's supposed to think that he's going to get beaten up תנין אין פותקן לו בנולה אומר לו לא I love נולה The Shrikhi Apikuri to come inside Rabbanon.